Today's world gives us so many opportunities to overcome prejudice, judgment, and hate, and yet too often we succumb to these obstacles to following God's word. We have all learned so many expressions of the value and need to love those around you. For many, it is a secular call to be good neighbors, to do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and from my beloved Beatles, "All You Need Is Love." As a young college student, I wrote some poetry, and one theme I found in it was the value of friends and the need to be friends to those close and to those not so close. I'm sure each person who hears this message can think of a multitude of examples in his or her life of a call to be friends to those around you and to love others. Yet there is a very specific Christian call to love those you know and don't know in the way Jesus taught us. Not a secular expression, nor a romantic expression, but the love of God expressed in sending His Son into the world to absolve us of our sins. For me, I've struggled over the years to love someone I don't know, as love to me brings into account a relationship. How can one love someone and believe they are a friend if you have no relationship with them? Yet that is exactly the point of God's call to love others and to consider them friends. God has the advantage of being able to have a relationship with every person on this earth. We do not, yet we can take a cue from Him and show our love for others through our intentions, our actions, and our forgiveness. Our verse this week is John 15, verses 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has a greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that my Father will give you whatever you ask Him in my name. I am giving you these commandments so that you may love one another. What a message in the New Testament. And of course, there are so many other wonderful verses exhorting us to this behavior. Romans 13:8. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. Mark 12:31. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. John 13:34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. So how do we live out this command from our Lord? It starts inside and translates to our behavior and words. Inside means to me your own friendship with the Lord and how you manifest the love He has for you into your love for Him and all those around you. For me, it starts by removing judgment from my heart and mind. For me, that is not easy. I fight all the time not to make judgments about others. And I often fail, but I keep trying. Remove assumptions about others. Don't believe you know what they are thinking or what their life's experience is. Remove prejudice from your thoughts. Don't make speculations about what a person's outward appearance, where they are from, or how they talk impacts their attitudes and how they feel. Be joyful in your interaction with others. Bring the light of the Lord to them through your interactions. And be mindful of the hardships others may be enduring and approach all with kindness and gladness. Each of us can make someone's day brighter if we are cheerful, loving, and kind. This is not theoretical or some abstract concept. It is living the way Jesus has demonstrated and commanded us to follow. I close with this poem from my youth. Opportunities come in many forms. The first I know is that I was born, because now I have the chance to be a friend to those yet, as those past were to me.